Well, let's examine the scriptures. And the verses that we have compiled and desired to express this weekend is before us. There's a difference between the rapture and the appearing. And we want to make this very clear. The rapture is for us. We read it. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, the trump of God. We shall leave this place. We shall not all sleep. We shall not all die. But all of us shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. At the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound. And it tells us the corruptible shall put on incorruption, and the mortal shall put on immortality. We are going to be changed. We are going to be transported out of this world. This world is not our home. In spite of we may try to settle down, we may believe that this is the final frontier and this is the ultimate goal. It is not true. Indeed, the ultimate goal is to be brought into the presence of God, to be holy, blameless before him in love. This is what God is working to. And I thank God it is not based upon my belief. It is not based upon my life. It is not based upon my godly walk. It is based upon the sovereign grace of God that we are going to be brought into the very presence of God. God says nothing can stop that. Nothing can deter that hope that is set before us. And he tells us, let us read in the book of Peter. Chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. Wherein we greatly rejoice, though we know for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. And that the trial or trying of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now, the appearing of Christ will bring to an end this present age. The present age. There's a thin line. Because we are so occupied with the rapture, which is glorious. We will be changed. We'll be caught up. We'll be with the Lord. But do you know, in the scriptures, the appearing is spoken more than the rapture. The manifestation of Christ. The most written about subject in the scriptures is the day of the Lord. The day when he will come. The day when he will rule and reign. The day indeed that all the prophets look forward to is this day. Is going to bring an end to this present dispensation. Saints, I tell you, it will be a glorious day. And this is what all the prophets, all the early Christians look forward to. The Apostle Paul spoke more about the appearing than the rapture. Peter spoke more of the appearing than the rapture. John, more the appearing than the rapture. Jude, James, all of these men look forward to that day. That day when indeed the Lord Jesus is going to come and put down all rule and authority. Let's turn to that verse in the book of Acts. Chapter 3 and verse 21. we'll turn to scriptures today. In verse 21, whom the heaven must receive until the time of restitution or restoring of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all the holy prophets since the world began. He's looking forward. They were looking forward to this day. But when you have the effect of the gospel, and the gospel touches the hearts of men, you find, as we read in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, they turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his son from heaven. In Titus chapter 2 and verse 12, it says, the grace of God that brings with it salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that we will live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present evil world. For we look for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Right through the scriptures, this is the presentation, the day of display, the day when Jesus will come again, the day when he indeed will be manifested before the eyes of men. This needs to grip the hearts of the Christian. I am not saying don't lose sight of the rapture, but keep your eyes on the appearing. The Apostle Paul, when he had finished, he said, I fought the good fight. I finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the righteous judge should give me. And he said, not only me, but all they that love his appearing. It's because this was before the Apostle Paul. And what we need in the day in which we live is to really to be occupied with that day. What is that day? What is that day? Here the verse we read in 1 Peter. There was much trouble. There was much testing for the Christian. And in that same verse in Peter chapter 1 and verse 13, it tells us, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end of the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 4, it tells us that we should seek those things which are up above. Verse 1. Why? Because we are risen with Christ. He says, and Christ, who is our life, when he shall appear, we shall appear with him. We're coming out with him. What a day that will be. It will be a glorious day. So Peter presents to us the public display of Christ. He is coming out. And you find this is right through Peter's writings, John's writings, and the Apostle Paul writings. The coming out, the manifestation, the public display of Christ. Every eye is going to see him. You know, when they crucified him and they send him out of here, they said, we will not have this man to reign over us, and cast him out and send him back to heaven. Oh, God said to him, sit thou here at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. But the day is coming that he's going to ask God. God says, ask of me. I'll give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. And he's going to rise. And then he's going to come. And I tell you, beloved saints, it will be a day that will answer to every blow, every strike they put upon him, the spitting in his face, the crowning of the thorns. God is going to answer in glory for all that Christ has gone through. And man is not going to stop it. and we will be in association with him. I tell you, it's grand. It's grand.